Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the video, the brand new video that's up there, new poll question. We ask a different one every week. Want to know what you think. New podcasts, dozens of those every week. We update the site every day, so please check it out. Continue to check it out. And if you want us to follow you home, we will. One of the ways you can do that is to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we send you every week, every Sunday afternoon. Mitch Free is our guest. He's the president of manufacturing.com, MFG.com, and he's got businesses all over, the offices all over the world. He's a global businessman. We're talking about manufacturing. Mitch, let's talk about manufacturing in America. One of the things that I think distorts the manufacturing numbers in America is that 30 years ago, if you drove up to a manufacturing plant in America, the man cutting the lawn, painting the wall, the lady answering the phone were all considered manufacturing jobs because they worked for the manufacturing company, and so they were manufacturing jobs. Today, not only has technology reduced the number of people inside the plant doing manufacturing jobs, which has lowered the numbers, but all those people I just mentioned have now been outsourced to local small businesses, and there's a contractor more in the yard painting the wall, answering the phone, and they're service employees now, not manufacturing. And so that's the reason why I think you've got to really know what's going on before you evaluate how manufacturing has changed in America. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors that have shifted to make it. We can't compare apples to apples,
right?
Because of technology, and this technology, as you said, is impeded. You know, inside the plant, it's inside the plant, and outside the plant, and that technology is what makes it possible for us to compete
right
in a global environment.
But some people rail against this. We don't make anything in America, they say. We've lost so many manufacturing jobs. Well, those statements are really out of context, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. We have lost, you know, a lot of manufacturing jobs. But manufacturing right now in America is strong. MFG.com, we're a marketplace for manufacturing. Mm-hmm. We're like a LendingTree.com for the manufacturing industry. And one of the challenges we see is companies that want to have things manufactured in America are just having a really tough time finding companies with capacity because we have such a skill shortage now.
Qualified employees, the number one concern whenever small businesses are polled. And most of the time, the number one or the number two concern about for businesses, especially small businesses, is finding qualified people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have openings, but they can't find people to fill them.
They sure as heck do. And we recently did monthly surveys of job shops in America, like machine shops, plastic molders,
right,
metal fabricators, and their number one concern was finding qualified employees. And years ago, I went to trade school and took a course to become a machinist.
Yeah.
And those just don't exist anymore. They do very rarely. And from a standpoint of developing the workforce, it just wasn't a good idea over the last 10, 15, 20 years for parents to encourage their children to go into manufacturing. You know, it'd be like sending them off on a death march.
Right. Right? Yeah. They thought they should go to a liberal arts college and get a college degree, and that's not the best thing for every child, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. But you think
manufacturing in America is strong? Is it strengthening? Are we being more competitive today than we were, say, 5, 10, 20 years ago?
Well, I want. Yes, we're being more competitive, but we're being helped by the fact that especially our big competitor has been Asia, China in particular, and that and over the last 8-9 years, the RMB has risen some 25%. Oil has gone up through the roof, which makes logistics. So there are a number of factors that have diminished sort of the advantage and the euphoria of going offshore for cheap labor. But there's other things that impact it. I mean, people are manufacturing now. They're taking advantage of technology and manufacturing in shorter spurts, more closer to home, so that they don't have to put out so much cash for inventory. That, among four or five other reasons, are what I think is driving reshoring.
Exactly, because we lost manufacturing jobs because our labor-intensive manufacturing, with all the union demands, wasn't being competitive with what they were having in Mexico and in Asia. But now that more and more manufacturing is done by technology, our technology, it may not be better than theirs, but it's as good as theirs, and they don't have to ship it across the ocean.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And the only place where we cannot compete is in high labor content.
Yeah.
Right? If there's something that's high labor content...
A lot of handling. Yeah.
But if it's an automated... If it's a CNC milling machine or CNC lathe or something that's making some... Then the cost for us to buy that machine and power electricity to it and run it is relatively the same.
Hey, Richard,
it's all about labor.
Mitch, I got to wrap it up. Come back again real soon. Thank you for this great information. We'll see you
Take
next
care.
Time. Mitch Free, ladies and gentlemen, MFG.com. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.